Put this in your AirPods and giggle in your cubicle. These guys is unusual, some call them flagrant. Hit up that Patreon with 12 easy payments to have your co-worker side-eyeing from the sidelines and keep Carl neck deep in Pinkberry Popeyes. To say nothing of the Hayes man hoards his checkbook for his charity escape plan. He packed away all the rubles, schemes to leave the other two eating Nithia noodles. Meanwhile, Sean on his Pokemon Go. Every week it's more cats, hard to focus on the show. Well, isn't that dandy? Just leaves
Andy.
Can
we start?
Mumble jokes got me double cheeking like Sandy. I think he works at Disney, but what is his profession? When I picture him as the cousin from...
I saw that Carl had his pre-show cigarette.
Yeah, Carl went ahead and had his normal pre-show fucking square. He blasted a cig.
I had my pre-show cigarette, and I am ready for action.
The Gauwaz?
Those were Newports.
Newports, okay.
You've got the Newports? Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, Hayes and I both smoke Gauwaz.
Gauwazes.
What we do is we go to Prague, and then we order them off the menu at the restaurant that we're eating at. They bring us a Gauwaz.
Those cigarettes aren't even on the menu. Okay?
Gauwaz.
But you have to know what cigarettes are not on the menu in Prague. Look at this camera Andy got for me. It has me in bozo mode.
What? Because it's like slightly tilted?
It's slightly tilted. I push my computer so far away, but yet it's still so close. So I can barely see you.
You could go back to the
normal
camera. Hey,
the people want to be right up inside your mind, man. We want to see those wheels turn in that big, beautiful brain. I say you sit normal distance from the camera and be extreme close up, okay, right in the center of your third eye.
Whoa, remember Wayne's World. Whoa.
Yeah, I do. Extreme close up.
Whoa. I see all my boogies. It's boogies.
This man blows goats. I have proof. I mean, I remember all the wins. All
right, Jayla, let's talk about the Kings. Are you excited about the Kings this year? It's Boogie's team now. It's Boogie's team.
I just placed some bets. You guys want to hear them?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I sent, my friend. I bet on some college games, but I also bet on, let me see here. I'll tell you what I did. Detroit plus 8. New Orleans minus 2, Chicago minus 3.
The Pistons plus 8. Who are they playing?
The Nuggets.
No, that's a back to back.
It is
the Nuggets.
Oh, that's back to back for the Nuggets. Okay, yeah.
Nuggets beat the Jazz last night, broke their streak.
Yeah, so I picked it because I think Detroit will either lose by less than 8 or win.
Then that's a good bet for you.
Then Carl, honestly, I think that is the perfect bet.
Knowing that?
Situationally, it's perfect.
What do you guys think about these other ones?
Who's New Orleans playing?
Tell me again.
New Orleans is playing Sacramento.
And what did you bet?
Sacramento's.
Minus 2.
You bet New Orleans?
Yeah.
I thought it was minus 3.
No, it's minus 2.5. So minus 3, I guess.
I mean, look, 2-point spread, it could go either way. New Orleans is really, I don't know what's been up with them this season. They haven't looked consistently good.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of talent, obviously.
They could do it.
I think they could do it.
I wish you the best of luck. It's not like I'm some...
It's against Sacramento. Sacramento ain't winning no games.
Well, it's entirely possible they're winning more games than New Orleans right now.
All of the games that Sacramento has won, fake.
Those were fake?
Those are
fake. Sacramento has won 8 games and New Orleans has won 7. So
yeah.
I wish I had even said my observation a little more definitively.
Fake.
They have won some fake games, absolutely. Have the Pelicans pulled out a really good, impressive win against anybody? Because I haven't watched like all their games. Have they like come together recently?
Let me see. Let me Google this. Pelicans schedule.
Do your Googles.
You got to do your Googles sometime. Do your Googles. All right. Right now, Sacramento is up.
Well, but the game's just happening. Started, right?
Yeah, okay. So now this is an interesting aspect of it, is that my ability to say whether or not this is a good bet would be affected by what the current score is in the game.
Pelicans beat the Heat on December 14th in the preseason, 114-92. Does preseason count? Maybe not. Pelicans beat the Raptors 121-16. They haven't had any convincing wins. Ah! They beat the Kings by 5 before.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We didn't know that.
And here we go.
See? Here we go, baby.
This is a revenge game for the Kings.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Kings billboard. Are not going to get caught sleeping
billboard
again.
Material. It's not even bulletin board material. It's billboard material.
Fool me once. The Kings are saying. But they're messing it up like W did. Remember when George W did the screw-ups on that one? Fool me once, he said.
Yeah.
Shame on you. Fool me. Shame on...
Oh, now we're doing another a little laugh impression. And now Andy
that's him.
Would like to... Let's meet George W. Bush anymore. doing a little laugh.
He didn't ever say this, but I thought he could say, don't mess with taxes.
Okay. I would have loved
You're sure
that.
He never said that?
He actually might have, yeah. It sounds like the kind of thing he likes to say. Like, here's a piece of candy,
don't
Michelle.
Mess with taxes.
Here's a piece of candy.
Well, it's good. I'm
here's a piece of candy.
It worked on me. Here's a piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of candy.
He gave her a piece of candy?
Yeah, isn't that what he likes to do?
He gives Michelle candy.
Mm-hmm.
And as Carl's famous tweet pointed out, Melania always kind of looks out of the side and wonders, George W. Bush, why you no give me the cat knee?
Very famous tweet. George W. Bush.
George W. Bush, why you don't give me the cat knee?
That's Melania asking Sean how many cats you have.
How many kids you have? I forgot
how many
about
kids
that.
You have.
All right, Andy. Okay, I have a segment for later in the show, but first we have to do the Great King News.
Yeah, we got
it. It's flagrant ones.
And let's play the damn theme. Great King News, hit it!
And I'm hitting it.
It's Great King News!
It's to Pierce Video.
Did we start using the Chargrix theme for this episode? Let's do it for this one, because okay. We came in a little slow.
So it hits you right off the gate.
Yeah.
The gate with Chargrix. Okay.
Would be nice to have that energy to kind of buoy us.
Let's keep putting it in.
Just speaking of slow.
Yeah, just pop it in anytime you feel us kind of lagging. I mean, let's face it. It's been a long day.
Oh yeah.
I'm in the middle of a dang winter storm.
But it's Monday, so you have plenty of time to do all kinds of like sound mixing and editing.
Well, that's what I'm excited about. We said let's do it a day earlier and let Andy really get in there and show off some of his stuff.
Okay.
Just more sound effects, just like when I like maybe if I make like a joke that doesn't really land, you just have like a boing and then like a big laugh track can play afterwards.
Maybe even
some applause.
Record that, Andy.
Okay.
That's the laugh. Oh, yeah. That's the laugh.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, shit.
Oops. Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Holy shit.
Hand me my drink.
Okay, Andy, what happened?
Okay, Marcus Smart strained his calf and will be out most likely for 1 to 2 weeks.
No!
It looked worse than that. I saw that injury, and I said,
Carl's
prayers
player.
To my friend Carl. Prayers up to Carl.
You know, it's been a rough year. It's been a rough year for me and my boys.
They're
green.
Just never healthy at the same time, and you always talk about this. Mm-hmm. That Kemba's finally back from injury, but now Tatum is getting COVID, and then now Tatum has come back to play again, but now Marcus, the heart of the team, has strained his calf.
Why? Why to my Kings and Green?
The Kings and Greens, baby.
Hayes, you had a tweet. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Did we ever talk about these jerseys? The banner jerseys?
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about them?
It makes me scared that someone is going to accidentally lift them up into the rafters.
Yeah, if they're standing on the court.
It's such a hazard.
Yeah.
If you're just hanging out in that jersey, could happen to a fan too, but I'm more worried about the team.
Yeah.
Someone could attach like a pulley to you and shoot you.
All right, Sully, let's get this man up here. Holy shit, we won all these freaking championships.
Jason Tatum getting COVID. Marcus Smart going down. I can't have one of the guys, what's his name? Taco Fall. I can't have Taco Fall being hung from the rafters.
Mm-hmm. Can't have Taco Fall take that fall.
Exactly.
Is it got it because he got lifted up into the rafters and he had to eat a bat up there to survive?
That's how Tatum got COVID?
You're asking if that's true?
That's just what I heard.
Yeah. That's true as hell.
He had to eat a bat to survive.
He was living up in those rafters for weeks.
Prayers only. Prayers going up to my Kings and Green. I was going to say I like these jerseys, though. I do believe that they are a must-cop for Laker fans.
It's aesthetically cool. It's a must-cop for Lakers fans.
Yeah. And they really represent the Kings and Green.
Mm-hmm. And the Green Kings are bling, bling, bling. And you would just play like,
oh, no. Not again. Mother of God. This wild bitch just went off. Okay. What else, Andy?
I think Carl shared this one that someone pointed out that Gordon Hayward's stats since the Capitol Hill riots have gone up, and he is a man on a mission, says.
He's been really good.
NBA.
Revenge.
Look at that. 26.9 points, 5.5 rebounds, 53% field goal, 49% from three. He's doing it and doing it well.
He's been electric. He was really inspired.
Well, I know that people said, like, why are you taking this deal with Charlotte? They're not a contender. You're still in your prime. And he said, it's just a little bit closer to where I need to be to do some of the things I need to do, which was a strange quote to me at the time.
And it's not even that much closer. But
is
just
it
that
not?
It's probably like 10 miles closer.
Yeah. But 10 miles, I mean, when you're involved in certain, 10 miles can make a difference. It all matters.
Wowee.
Anything else, Andy? The news is some light news this week, it seems like.
So there is this on the All the Smoke podcast, Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins.
Barry, who is this awesome.
I believe today or maybe yesterday is the anniversary of the day he deleted his social media because of Blake Griffin dunking on him. So this is good. He's getting his message out here still. Yeah, I love it.
Well, he has beef now with somebody else, so we'll hear what he has to say.
Okay.
Like, you know, they got all these motherfuckers who chasing they hard well. So we end up getting game one. They got game two. But when we went to Miami, man, we could not get a win to save our life, man. Russ and James came to play. I remember I had a couple double-doubles. Russ and KD came to play. I had a couple double-doubles. Serge was doing pretty good. But man, James ain't give us shit. And you know why? Motherfucking King of Diamonds and everything caught a hold of his ass, man. We couldn't get away from him. See, in San Antonio, look, in San Antonio, he didn't have a damn thing to do. Shit,
yeah,
motherfucker, we got to motherfucking Miami shit. It was everything motherfucker do. We couldn't get that motherfucker to buy a bucket in that motherfucker.
He sure was killing us in San Antonio, bro. God damn.
That's tough.
Yeah, he had to get his rest. In Miami, he couldn't get his rest. Motherfucker was out here motherfucking night.
he said he couldn't get his rest.
Yeah, I think that's it. So that was about the 2012 final.
He couldn't get his rest. Just filling in on the... That's me on the podcast. I always recognize the me who goes like, yeah, he couldn't get his rest.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's totally awesome. Yes.
I watched that episode.
Yes, Kendrick had to delete his, because Blake Griffin. Oh. So, so play the clip, Andy. It is funny to think about, like, you know, of course, we have the position on this podcast that we're fully... strip club positive, and if anybody wants mm-hmm. to go to a strip club, they can, pandemic or no. The issue, I guess, is like, if this is true, it's like, just wait a week.
Yeah.
You have so much money.
Yeah.
And if you win the NBA finals, it's going to be even more fun.
And A strip club, if you're someone like him, and again, if you like this stuff, great. But it kind of feels like it's like crowdfunding nudity, where people are like, basically, it's a bunch of people who don't know each other, but are saying like, hey, let's all like go in on this together.
Right.
Where like, if you're James Harden, you don't really have to do that. You can just like experience that in like a private setting that is less time consuming. You don't have to probably even commute to it or from
no,
it.
Clearly, because
nudity
so
will
many...
just come to you.
No, you could. Yes, you could experience private nudity. I agree. People would become nude for you in even probably your own room. But obviously, because there are so many stories of him going to the club, there's something about the atmosphere that he likes and
yeah.
the community. And again, that's fine, but it is funny. There are just so many stories of him doing this instead of like going to work. And it's like, I feel like you know, you could go all the time. Like, just don't go during the week of the finals.
And you can go to Miami after, too.
Dude, you could stay in Miami.
You can live there.
You're there. The season will be over. You can stay there really like until the next one starts if you want.
But I, for whatever reason, I think with him, it's less about partying and more about like making friends. Like being, you know, like there was.
That's
like,
what I mean. It's community.
Yeah,
partying is like, making friends. I mean, for a lot of us, I know you see it as strictly a networking thing.
Yeah.
And it's all about getting your paper up. But for a lot of people, they are there to just socialize and make friends.
Kendrick Perkins snitching like this is ridiculous.
I agree.
I know there's nothing that they can go back and say, that they can go back and do at this point. But the way he is just like, that's why we couldn't get a win, because James Harden was in the strip club every night, is crazy to me. Like, and also at the beginning of that pod, I don't know if y'all watched that or listened to it, but at the beginning, this dude was being such a hypocrite when it came to what you can say and what you can't say.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just like, man, how these players came on Shaq and how they came down on Shaq for calling out, man, these players are so sensitive, man. They so sensitive. We talking basketball, man. Like when I called out KD a couple years ago, KD snapped back at me, and it's like, motherfucker, how you gonna snap at me like that? How you gonna get mad at me for saying this? Cause you don't want to come at me, cause I'm so and so and so and so. And it's like, sounds like you're getting sensitive about somebody saying something to you, Kendrick Perkins.
Also, I remember you feud every month or
so. He's so sensitive. He can't let anything go.
but it's keeping him relevant to a certain extent.
Sure.
But in terms of him snitching, I mean, I'm tempted actually to call John Gabris and see if we can bring back guy code and teach Kendrick some of this guy code. Because I am fairly certain that he broke the code during that segment. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And I could see Gabris calling up Charlemagne the God and being like, Charlemagne, we got to get this going again. I know you've been thinking about this. And he's like, I've been waiting for your call, John. Gabris, I've been waiting for you to call about this. Let's do it.
And then they call up Dunzi Denunzio and a string of other like Italian comics whose names I don't know.
Dunzi Denunzio.
Let's see this little this video. Is this gonna translate to audio at all?
I can
definitely
fade it out.
Not. But yeah. We have to watch it anyway. It was so funny.
So Travis
and I had no context for this clip.
Mm-hmm.
This is from The Bachelor, I'm assuming.
This is The Bachelor. This is the current Bachelor.
Okay.
He's never been on the show before. He wasn't really like, usually they have like an established reality TV person on the show. This guy was just living in a TikTok quarantine house with Tyler C, who was the runner-up in Hannah Brown season. And he's sort of more sincere than people usually are on the show in a way that probably makes him like a better, more interesting person, but I tend to think it's worse TV. But go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, we'll do like a minute or maybe less. But yeah.
We're gonna dance right now.
Not me. I just want to see
you. You want to see me dance?
Yes.
Okay. Sweet. You ready?
I am. I'm
and,
so
and
ready.
This is the judgment. Okay. This is the judgment freezing.
I promise.
Okay. Good.
You got. Okay.
You ready?
Okay, what do you want me to do? I'm just
gonna...
Thank you, Steve Sacks.
You ready?
Okay.
I said I really can't believe...
And now he's dancing. To me, I make that
neck go crazy dance. Play
H-O-R-S-E. And his dance sort of matches up with the song. When they say I make that neck go swishy, he's kind of doing this little, like, basketball-y shooting move.
I can't see you guys.
You can't see this, Carl?
No.
Wow, that's really sad, Carl. It's really funny.
He's doing like a horse stance. He's doing like a Gangnam Style.
Carl, that sucks. Yeah. That's so
can you
funny.
See me?
Yeah, I can see you, Carl. Yeah.
You can't see any of us.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Are we back?
Now it's working.
You have it?
Let's do a quick little extra for Carl. There he goes.
Oh, he's doing a TikTok. Oh, yeah. I saw this.
Anyway, they're having, she really likes it.
Yeah.
It was very nicely
they looped it perfectly
put together
and
thanks,
and
Travis.
Played it for the whole song and was really
that was a nice touch that it goes for the entire song.
Yeah, because I think they have like 8 seconds of him dancing, but it never yes. For a while I was like, wow, he danced for a long time, like, for the first like 3 loops through, and then I was like, oh no, this is I'm just watching the same footage over and over because the way it cuts back to her, it actually works.
At the end of the show, he couldn't he was doing this dance at the end of the show. There was no music. And so he just got up.
Yeah.
And just was like, yeah, I could dance.
Some producer was also obviously like, maybe try and get him to dance.
She was like, no, I will not.
That
I will not come.
So eager to do it.
George W. Bush.
George W. Bush.
Why you don't give me no catney?
Okay. And you have another video, I see.
Yeah, but this one has some narration over it, so everyone can enjoy. But this is it's Aaron Gordon hitting Kyle Lowry with a cheap shot.
Oh, yeah.
Now watch this. Kyle's not even paying attention right here. Watch Gordon just step in and go, pop.
Boom.
He's been thinking. Aaron Gordon's been thinking about this for a while, right?
Well, I'd say since the summer, absolutely.
So this is retaliation for in the bubble. Kyle Lowry gave a really hard foul to Aaron Gordon, where he like hacked at his arm while Aaron was in the air, and it made him like his legs went out from under him, and I think it really hurt. And so Kyle Lowry's running down the court, just sort of jogging towards him, looking the other direction. Aaron Gordon runs up and drives his shoulder into the chin and throat of Kyle Lowry.
Oh no! Let me see that.
Knocks him on his ass.
Now watch this. Kyle's not even paying attention right here, and watch Gordon just step in and go pop.
No.
Yep. He's been thinking of Aaron.
Oh, this show is now.
And then he walked right in front of him too.
Tosh.0 is what we're. This is ridiculousness. What we're doing right now.
Oh,
it's just
wow.
A fail vid.
Oh wow!
I was thinking about, there was some other game this week where I think we watched a video last week of some guy getting hit in the balls. And the way they talk about that, they did it again in this game. Every time it happens, the announcers always talk about it the same way, which is like they don't say it exactly, but they're like, wow, that's painful. All the fellas out there.
He's in a lot of pain right now.
All the fellas out there are going, oof, know what that's like. Just making very clear that they have nads. They have feeling in their nads. It hurts.
Okay. Yeah.
Aaron is a wild boy for that one. That's crazy. Like he was waiting to do that. And he got him. Yeah. And that shit does not feel good, I promise you. Aaron Gordon is not a small person.
Is your theory, Hayes, that some of the announcers are kind of in a situation like if you were an alien pretending
yes,
to be a human.
Yes, that is what it sounds like. It sounds like
some of them
don't
have nads. They're going like, no, sir. And that is in all six areas are probably feeling that right there.
That is what it sounds like. They're working so hard to be like,
yep.
I
and he's
well,
going to
want to
go home and put
like
a towel under it. With a, what would you do? I saw it so fast in the slideshow before my leader sent it. What it'll probably do is one part goes in a paper towel tube, and the rest of those, maybe a shoebox could hold. And then a cream.
Let's hope those things grow back real soon.
Okay, should I? So what we've never done, this is in all the time that we spent listening to other people's NBA shows, we have never listened to Simmons. Ever.
Wow.
Once. And I was like, let's do it today. Let's check it out. It's a classic guest of the Bill Simmons podcast. Sean, you used to listen pretty regularly.
I listened regularly for a long time. I haven't listened for a little while. Checked in once or twice during football season, but not really. I really got sick of some of the recurring things that would happen there. But I'll still, you know, I mean, I could imagine there'd be a guest or whatever I'd want to hear. I won't go into a whole Bill Simmons thing. The problem is, sometimes you'd have a guest that'd be like, this is fucking awesome. Like, he's going to talk to Paul Thomas Anderson. But it's all filtered through, like, what Bill Simmons finds interesting and him, like, telling a story or just being like, why did you cast Adam Sandler in that movie? It's like, this is available already. Like, that.
Have y'all listened to Pally's podcast?
No, Adam he Pally? Has one?
Yeah.
Is it about basketball?
Yeah, you got a basketball pod.
Oh, we got to get him on our show.
Andy,
yeah, we
got to
get him.
No.
Andy, you don't want him?
No, I meant that was like cool, not like a disappointment.
Okay,
okay,
that's not how it sounds.
Sound like a groan, Andy. It's not like
went. You went like, I'm gonna have to deal with fucking Pally, dude. I don't blame you, man. I'll tell you. Meeting between Andy Neese and Adam Pally might not have a happy endings.
Okay.
Okay.
Two big personalities. coming together.
Oh, wait, Andy, are you leaving this up because you want we have music to play?
Well, we can.
Well,
what message are you trying to send?
Let's Travoltify a name. Hang on. Let's Travoltify a name.
Okay.
People pay good money to get their names Travoltified.
That's true. And we have some new ones, it looks like. Am I wrong?
We have one new one, I believe. And this is for the people in the Brawlers tier, just in case anybody, so I think some people missed.
So this name, I want to just extend a deep apology if I do mispronounce it in its original form. It looks to me like Parisa Khosnodi.
That's what I would have said as well. But yeah, also, if you could send me a message if you want to make sure we say your name right when you join the tier. Thank you.
And is that retroactive?
Parisa?
I guess so. If we mess it up that bad, you could send me a message and we could give it another shot.
Okay, and who is covering that?
We're covering what?
The cost.
I'll cover that cost.
That comes out of your end.
My check better not be touched. I know that much. Cuz I'm not saying no names.
That one's on me. I'll take that one.
Parisa. Okay, excuse me. I have to Travoltify the name, please.
Andy Q, happy birthday, Polly.
Parisa Khosnodi. Parisa Khosnodi. Ladies and gentlemen, the wickedly talented Peter Constantine.
Yeah,
that was good.
Andy, don't cue that. Cue the theme song to Are You Being Served?
Okay. That'll be exciting. I don't know. I don't think I know.
Okay, and we have some music as well.
The British sitcom from the 70s.
Yeah, I thought this one would be fun. Jake Alba, creator of Flagrant.One, did a tribute to MF Doom, did a video, which I think is a Flagrant One's first. So,
wow. And this is for us. This is exclusive for material for us.
Yes. 139 people have already seen this, which is fine.
He made this on my birthday.
So let's check this out.
Come out clapping like parents taught you nothing right. Shorts flying high enough to make them all Walenda tight. You doing it for spite or arrogant and white? No hide, no seek, now we've all lost appetite to fright. Battle of the bulge, bounce to the circle. And one style, but pants math is Stephen Urkel. Goon. What a travesty, headband from dicks, but the cock is lacking gravity. Crack a lacking vanity, jock strap for sanity. Get him off the court, cause he's probably been on Hannity. Oh, the humanity, insert a profanity. Accidental flash of manatee, or is it pageantry? Uncut, like a righteous stone or ruby. Cohen bro told Goodman to make the dude to did this duty. Starks, as in your John is barely covered. Put another pair on, or at least put on a rubber, brother. World don't need another wonder made of lover lumber. Jumper peep the peak cucumber got F hung down under. What a blunder, let all men put that asunder. At least tuck it inside the private plunder bunker, humper. Thunder, and when it rains it dribbles. Spouting about the spider, not your aqueous residuals. Whistle, foul on your pants visuals. Stick should shrivel before it performs more paradiddles. Biblical, like a Psalm of David. Dear pants for water, like my soul thirst for you to cave it. Dark, German for please don't let the light in. Unless it's ultraviolet beaming treatment to my eyelids. Too much seen of that awful lot of peen. Docs that had a hydra with hydroxychloroquine. Or bleach tips if you tap the balls in. Cup runs over to 13 or 0 for your stalling.
Can it be I stayed away too long? Did you miss these rhymes when I was gone? As you listen to these crazy tracks, check them stats and you know where I'm at. And that's that.
I'm very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Not wearing underwear.
It's about not having your underwear on with your basketball shorts. My favorite part, it's a lot of scolding the gentleman who exposed himself, but my favorite part of the whole song is what he says, at least put on a rubber, brother.
Wear a condom.
Hey, man, if your dick's going to be hanging out of your shorts, can you wear a condom, please, when we play basketball?
There might be some leakage.
Which I agree would be better.
I might hit a shot that makes you nut, and that's going to go everywhere.
Come on.
It was very, very elevated. That's some of the most high level content That
the word yeah, play.
Did we deserve yeah. it?
Of course. I don't know if we did.
Of course we did. We deserve everything. We deserve the world.
Some of it's going over my head.
But it was definitely going over my head. You know, I wasn't. Were you guys MF Doom fans? I was not.
I had Mad Villainy. I listened to that album so much. Yeah. But I didn't like go through his whole catalog. I just kind of was really into that album.
I didn't know much about MF Doom.
I listened that he died, to, he, you know, I would always hear people being like, this is the best. And I listened to Food. And I did listen to that too. It's like this. I know it's good. Intellectually, yeah. I know, like, this is very good. But my taste is terrible.
I wouldn't even say that your taste is terrible. I just think there are certain things that certain people don't like. Like, I also will agree that
it's pretty bad.
Like, he's a good... Well, your taste may be terrible, personally.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna argue for my taste.
My right. taste is worse than
Shout Hayes's. Out to King Vitamin Cereal.
Yeah.
I just never got into that type of rap music, you know? Like, being a fan of, like, Southern and West Coast music.
Mm-hmm.
I never really got into the fan of, like, the boom bap, like, just rapping the whole time and, like, dope metaphors and stuff like that. From, I like Kendrick, but Kendrick is West Coast, and he does mm-hmm. the same kind of thing, but... Yeah, I was never a fan of him. Not saying that I think he's bad or anything. I never got into it, MF Doom.
Don't have a big connection to him.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah, for Andy, me it's just do you like MF album. Doom? You're a music guy.
No, it was the kind of thing where I like would see like breakdowns of like all the crazy rhymes he does and stuff, and it was yeah. the sort of thing where it's like, "Oh man, I got to listen to more of that," and I just haven't done that yet. But I appreciate
well,
it.
The votes are in. Body's still warm, and we have decided to take a little time out of the flagrant ones to piss on the grave of a rap legend. But you tune in next week, please. Absolutely subscribe. We will be going after all of our recently departed legends.
It's just evening. I mean, I know he would be so honored to have received this tribute about a guy. Whose penis is coming out
of his shorts?
Of his shorts.
It's kind of the sort of stuff he would rap about.
Oh, sure. who was that from?
Jake Elba.
That was very good.
Very good. Very good. Very good indeed.
Okay. Yeah. That was like really impressive. And I do deserve it.
Yeah, we do deserve it. We deserve good.
Do we have another Stephen Shaw? Did I see that?
Yeah, I don't. If we wanted to really go nuts, I do have a Stephen Shaw.
How backed up are
let's
we?
Let's go fucking insane.
Yeah, I guess yeah. we do have a lot of music. So yeah, let's check out Stephen Shaw.
Stephen Shaw is like rubbing his palms together. He's licking his lips.
Yeah, there's a rap arms race going on that.
Yeah.
I hope everyone survives.
I'm having a great time with it.
Here's what Stephen Shaw's got for us.
Round one, fight!
It's Christian on the
suck on the toe just like a lollipop, huh? Flickin' as fuck, I want another pod, huh? I'ma be Andy the G for Halloween, huh? Drippin' in gray from the hat to the feet, huh? Here's an eye matching with the picture grab, Andy with the open tab, feeding color albanese, in love with the toes, I need a mullet me, suckin' with the ton of me, the brain, the lobotomy, I just wanna be the one to hit a three. Game time, buzzer beater, that's me. Always sucking toes, even on the road. Eeny, meeny, money, mouse, snatch a picture by the feet. I just need a minute, let me finish. I'm another first bitch, get an F for the kid. Rapping so fast, need to capture the shit. Switch on is holding fucking Katniss inside. Call him Hunger Game, kitty's like Katniss, bitch. Really think I know what practice is. Double cheeked up, Andy's ass in the fit. Then I'm passing that shit, Andy's wagon's a hit. I'm doing this instead of something billable. Instead of writing syllables, I should be on the corner looking fillable. Andy sees my dick looking millable, huh? LeBron's mom to Delonte, jillable, huh? I guess that none really wasn't reconcilable, huh? When I heard this beat, I knew this shit was killable, huh? I'm done.
Just wild.
Stephen Shaw.
That's incredible what we're getting here.
He said, I'm gonna need a minute. Let me finish. I'm a nut up in this bitch. You got a napkin for the kid. Any meeny money mo, snatch your bitch up by the toe. Oh, snatch your bitch up by the feet.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Wow.
That was good. All that toe sucking references is very funny to me.
I'm doing this instead of something billable. Instead of writing syllables, I should be on the corner looking fillable.
I'm done.
Ah, boy.
Guys, I have
there's a lot of talent out there.
Goodness.
Not on the show, but it's
out
around.
There, I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
red sticker, try to shelf with a fan base as rabbit ear wolf is old yellow. Come on, son, the content better than a free felony. Sometimes an hour long playing ain't spelling bee. Sometimes just read the comments from
strangers. So there was a cut in the video and the audio right there. Never, ever ask about what happened. Do not, if you're listening to this, if you're watching the video.
No, let's talk about it. I think it's important okay. to talk about. So
you can,
there
okay,
so
let me share what I said. Please ask.
No one has to ask because I'm going to be honest about it. This is my story to tell. Essentially, so there's sort of these roles we play on the show where we kind of embody mm-hmm. these mm-hmm. characters where it's sort of like I'm this kind of scamp and Hayes is like hosting the show. He's like running it and mm-hmm. Carl's like the funny guy who does all these impressions and like, you know, can do funny songs. And
who was that?
And
yay. These are yep. all crazy people.
This okay. is all, yeah, the crazy guys. These are all the extras in 12 Monkeys that Brad Pitt is in the asylum with. So it's kind of a funny story. That's what they're from. K-Pax, I'm thinking of all these movies. So basically, Andy is voluntarily a little bit of a punching bag on the show, and we tease him, but he has put me on notice a couple times in the past few weeks that I've taken it too far and that if I do it again, he's going to shut down the damn show and give me a stern talking to. And that he'll basically reach out through my computer screen on Zoom and bitch slap my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't listen and I didn't listen and I made a little dig here and dig there. And finally, I found my cheek feeling very hot, turning red, and finger outline showing up on it. And I realized Andy was slapping me around. And we had to stop the show. I iced down. I apologized. I gave you a private apology. This is now your public apology. He said, I accept your private apology on the condition that I also receive a public apology on the air, which all the fans can hear, and that you admit that I actually am your boss. So you, Andy Neese, you are my boss. I'm sorry. I know you wanted to be teased and thought it'd be funny if we acted like we were sort of in charge, and I took it too far and I crossed the line, and I apologize publicly, and privately I will I apologize again after the show ends.
I just want to say having witnessed the entire thing, yeah. I thought that the reaction, well, you know, I understand if it's like, you know, the building up or whatever, but like that specific thing, Sean said that Andy looked, he said, my man is out here looking like Vampire Weekday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, like, I get that. It's like basically
little playful. It's like just like, yeah, he
a
looks
slightly
kind of
more
indie,
buttoned
but
up
he's,
version.
Yeah.
But
of
he's
that
also guy.
Sort of professional.
It was
yeah.
too accurate, I think, was mm-hmm. it really cut to my core.
You really, really did not like that.
Because, yeah. I mean, what's more disrespectful than saying somebody looks like a vampire on a weekday?
Okay.
Vampire working at the post
that's
office?
That's not exactly what I even meant, but yeah. I only meant it in reference to
the post
band,
office.
No,
even
I get
either
that.
Way.
I get, no, but the vampires the on a weekend, Vampire Weekend is tight. Like, they're cool, they're fun,
right?
They kick it, they're having a good time. Vampire on a weekday is at the post office.
Right, and nowhere else.
Still hasn't gotten a truck yet. Still
just
working just in the back.
That, lots of businesses are closed both days of the weekend, but
yeah,
post office is open part of the weekend.
But you know he's on the schedule Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Sure.
Looking like a real bitch.
And he's not saying that to you, Andy.
Right.
That's what I
he's saying that about this.
That's what I implied.
About the, yeah, that's what
why
you.
I had to get. Why I had to get straightened out, and honestly, it was a good wake up call for me. And I appreciate you keeping me in check. And I count on you for that. So thank you, sir.
Carl, what's your relationship with the Bill Simmons podcast, formerly FKA the BS Report?
Never listened.
Okay. Let's play. So this will be a good introduction to the show. I just have some clips. It begins with four ads. It's hard to know exactly where one begins and the other ends because he goes from a bunch of ads into promoting the other shows on The Ringer, which is also kind of like an ad. But yep. Let me share my audio with you. I'd love to share my audio with you.
That's what we're doing. That's what the whole show's about.
And I have to install the device. Come on, Andy.
Oh, it's working.
I don't know if it is.
Him is having me busting up. My girl walked in. I had to pause it like it's nothing, hun. But she just wanted me to lick her toes. Soon as she was gone, I'm back. Resuming episode. This shit is seminal. Flagrant gonna make a band. Listen at the bus stop. I must cop.
So there's probably a cut in the audio there.
Yeah.
This was another little look. This is a day to air it all out. We're just straightening it out.
I really thought it had been aired out.
Well, it's so Andy was, I thought, intentionally misleading people by saying that he had gotten the vaccine. He was really hitting the B at the top saying, well, I got the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
Which I know he's referring to. He got a beautiful landscape tattooed across his back. And he did it so that he could say, like, hey, it's safe to go on a date with me or whatever. I got the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I thought, even though he had just slapped me around, that this was a spot where I could jump in and just say, like, hey, man, I don't think it's cool to suggest to people that, like, you're COVID safe, that you can't be infected and that you couldn't, you know, infect them or whatever, just because you have a back tattoo.
Of the and the scene is the Windows XP
the
background.
Green Hills, yeah.
The hill.
Very yeah, calming. It's just the hills. So it's like, I think you're saying it really fast and you're doing kind of a voice when you say it that makes me think you're trying to trick people. And he beat me up pretty good.
Just absolutely beat.
Well, yeah. The thing, I just didn't like the way Andy, like, you could have waited till Sean turned around to drop your shield. But you did it while he was running, looking the opposite way.
That's right.
Some ass was running by, and Sean turned around like the meme, and then you dropped your shoulder.
Wow, so it was a combination of the distracted boyfriend meme and the video we just watched.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank.
So, anyway, I apologize, and honestly, I agree with you now that you weren't trying to mislead anyone, and even if you were, that's actually cool and that's actually funny and nice. So Andy
vaccine
has the vaccine, yeah. And it's all good. It's all
vaccine
good,
Waters
King, and I've apologized privately. This is my public apology now. So you've received both, and there is a written one coming your way in the mail.
Great.
Okay, Andy, let's play the show. Maybe we'll continue. Who knows how long this episode even is? So much time has been spent with Sean being absolutely having his shit wrecked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, did you know our friend Cousin Sal wrote a book? You've heard him on the Bill Simmons podcast on Sunday nights doing Guest the Lines with me. You have also seen him on Fox Bet Live and on Jimmy Kimmel Live and a whole bunch of other places. Well, now he has a book. It's called You Can't Lose Them All. It is a bunch of gambling war stories and about his life betting on stuff.
Stop it. So first of all, you can just hear like the passion in the voice.
I'm surprised he wasn't nominated for the iHeartRadio best ad read because the guy is serving ad read right now.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. Yeah.
It's also made me think like mid-roll and these other companies, like ad targeting is getting really good.
Oh, yes. Well, and I'll tell you what, I mean, it is cool to hear him do an ad for his friend's book, and his friend who left, like stopped, had a podcast on The Ringer, but then left to create like basically his own competing podcast network, then continues to appear and be promoted. And I just think that's a cool policy to carry across to all of the employees who,
yeah,
you know, come through the business. I know he's been really supportive. There's been a few people, I think one or two, who have left, and to see him really publicly and vocally support and try to lift up what they're doing and keep promoting their work has been like just classy.
Honestly, like any network, I think, where talent leaves should work that much harder to celebrate their new projects.
Yes. Yes. That's anytime there's an exodus of any size, be it mass, min, yeah, mead, when you see that, what you do is you just go, good for them. How can I help?
Okay, so let's keep playing. And Carl, you haven't heard this. You can kind of hear how a lot of these episodes often begin. Yeah. Andy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so sorry. I promise this is the last cut.
And I promise to
what this time. Okay, I'll just say what I, from my perspective, what happened. Andy starts looking at Sean, and you can't really tell what people are looking at on the screen, but I can tell he's looking at Sean. Yeah, and I'm like, what is this? What happened? And then he starts going, what did you say? And from what I heard, Sean hadn't said anything or was just like talking about stuff related to the show.
Yeah.
And Andy
Thank
says,
you for saying that, but you don't have to say that.
Did you say MGM low T? And he didn't even say, Sean said, no. I said, I definitely didn't hear anything like that. Sounded like something that Andy had just, the Vampire Weekday thing had gotten like stuck in his head. And so he had started like running through stuff that would make him mad.
Andy's engineering the podcast with a chip on his shoulder right now.
He's beaten up one of the hosts three times.
Andy is the Michael Jordan of this pod.
And he stops the record. When you stop the record, you know, when he's like, when you see the little red light go off.
The Vampire Weekday thing got his wheels turning, and he cycled through a few indie bands. One was Grizzly Boar. One was Broken Social Scene, but he was like, but it's talking about me and how I don't have many friends.
Okay, Andy.
All right. Here is the show.
Betting on stuff.
We heard that.
Coming up in Action Pack Pod, Joe House, our old friend. He's going to talk Bradley Beal and a whole bunch more. Andrew Ross Sorkin is going to talk about this crazy GameStop Robin Hood story, which I barely understand, but we're going to plow through it anyway. And then Jamal Adams, because we want to throw a football player in the mix, is going to talk about a whole bunch of NFL stuff. This is a really good podcast. Let's start it off with some Pearl Jam. All right, we're taping this.
So stop this,
Andy.
I cut ahead. It's a full Pearl Jam song? Concert. It's a full show.
And we're going to do the GameStop stuff. Then we're going to have Jamal Adams talk about a whole bunch of football stuff.
And then Pearl Jam like proceeds to like basically do a very detailed synopsis of every conversation that they have.
Even though I barely understand. Andrew's going to do the GameStop stuff. But we're going to push through anyway.
He did a thing that we should do more where he said, this is a really good show. Or we should
be doing that. We've never done that.
You like this.
Yeah.
This is a really good pod.
Yes.
And what happens though is
it's funny how you said this is a really good pod because everything he talked about, I don't want to hear at all.
It's lucky he said that.
Even Joe House.
Who is Joe House? Who is that?
Who is Joe House?
Who is Joe House? Joe House is Bill Simmons' friend from college.
Bill okay. Simmons' friend.
Okay.
Joe House, a man who gets no introduction.
Yep. Who has learned to vary his volume.
Yes.
In place of a personality.
So he sounds I don't have too many clips of him, but he sounds a little like the Simpsons burger kid, like grew up and mostly got over it. Okay, so here you're gonna hear like Joe House's value right now. Simmons introduces you, when he starts the show and he begins the process of introducing you, and you're the guest, get up, go to the kitchen, make coffee, like a drip machine. You can go to the bathroom, do whatever you have to do, because you will not be needed for a while. Let's hear. Play it now.
Okay.
He's been doing the Ringer NFL show with Warren Sharp. And every week, Sharp tries to talk him out of bad bets and can't do it. And House just plows ahead and loses on whatever his playoff bet is. That's not why you're here, House. The last time you came on the podcast, Russell Westbrook had been traded to the Washington Wizards. And we both thought it was a good trade. We thought it made sense. We thought the price was low. It was time for John Wall to leave Washington. And what has unfolded was the season from hell. You have, first of all, Russell Westbrook, not healthy, which we'll get into in a second.
The master,
you had multiple COVID house. Things. You played the least amount of games just of any team in the NBA. The arrow is pointing down in every respect. And now you're on to talk about Bradley Beal trades, because that's where this is headed. First of all, what are your emotions right now, House?
Stop. I mean, he knows exactly what to do. This is how that's like a 90-second just run where any other person would have been like, hi, wonderful to be here. And I want to show you how you.
But Joe wouldn't even do that anyway. He would have gone,
Joe House.
He would have gotten, really loud.
Let's hear. So I cut ahead to Andrew Ross Sorkin later. This is how you fuck this up. Go ahead.
Taping this piece of the podcast, it is 10:15 a.m. Pacific time. So if anything happens over the next few hours after we tape this, don't blame us. Andrew Ross Sorkin is here. You know him from New York Times. You know him from CNBC. You even know him from The Billions at the top of the credits and that cool opening shot in New York City, all that stuff. We've been looking for a reason for you to come on. And this is a good reason. Wall Street is in complete chaos right now. And
well, I'm psyched to see you. Thank you for having me. It is chaos. I've never seen anything.
Well, your
like
intro
this.
Wasn't done, pal.
Well, how about Happy New Year? Great to see you in 2020.
That kind of
okay. That's pitch. Joe.
That's
I'm
Joe
feeling. I'm maybe feeling a little bad that I said Joe House varies his volume in place of a personality. That's not true. He varies his volume in place of a more polished broadcasting style. That wasn't fair. He has a personality. He's Bill's buddy, and they have a lot of fun together. And they've given me some fun over the years. I listen to their podcast sometimes.
Oh, did Hayes get disconnected?
Uh-oh. Hayes, man.
Well, I imagine what Hayes was going to talk about was the length of that intro, which was interrupted because this guy did not have the experience of a Joe House.
Right.
He didn't know that Bill's going to tell the whole story. He said, we've been looking for a reason to have you on here. This is a good reason to have you on here. Wall Street is in total chaos. And probably he would have said, and we're going around the office going like, you know, I barely even understand this story myself. And we're, you know, it's like, we got to have somebody on. You're a perfect guy to talk about this. Because, you know, I think a lot of people don't even fully get what's going on with this. The game stuff and these stocks that they're buying, they're basically buying these stocks that people thought were a low value that were dead, but it's to put pressure on these guys. But you'll talk about this. I mean,
I got a text from Chris Ryan being like, even I'm getting in on this. And I was like, I'm thinking about getting on it too, honestly. I don't know. Is this like the smart move? Is this like the dumb move? And who are we? Is this like the little guy? Is this like the Karate Kid, the little guy, like get back and like the big tough guys are like, what is going on here? That he would just stop suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
And wait for the guest to say something. But instead, Andrew Ross Sorkin jumps the gun by like probably 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think I have, like, the clips that I have that I sent Andy, I think it runs out after that. And I have like hand selected ones that I was just going to like mouse through iTunes and like find it in the podcast because I ran out of time when I was getting clips before the show. But maybe we continue in the next episode.
Yeah.
It could be interesting. I mean, this is probably the most popular sports basketball podcast that's out there. We always could take a lesson. We haven't done any long intros like this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's that'll be great. Already got.
Do we have enough
pointers.
Show with all the breaks that we took? Do you think we have enough show?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'll be enough.
We'll figure it out. Should I not? I do feel bad that I said that he has no personality. That was just straight up mean. It's not like he's Bill Simmons. He's just some guy.
I think you've atoned. I actually think you atoning would be great for people to see, and especially after everything else that's happened in this episode.
That's true. Well, I've offered him a public apology, and if he wants a private apology, once this whole COVID thing clears up, I'd be willing to go DC and I'd take him out for a nice meal. I know he likes some David Chang restaurants in particular.
Bye.